From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Reports coming out of Iran say police have forced opposition leader Mir Hossein Mousavi to leave a cemetery just outside Tehran, where hundreds of mourners have gathered to remember those killed in protests after last month's disputed presidential election. There are also reports that some of the mourners have been arrested. A Harvard professor and a Cambridge police sergeant will come together at the White House this afternoon for a cold beer and a conversation on race and law enforcement. NPR Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama hopes a beer will help calm the troubled waters stirred up by the arrest of Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates Jr. 2 weeks ago. Gates, who's black, was arrested by white police sergeant Jim Crowley. President Obama invited both men to the White House after expressing regret that his own comments about the case had ratcheted up tensions. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says there's no formal agenda.
I think what the president talked about is a chance to talk and a chance to have a dialogue. I would not construe this as a formal discussion. This is about having a beer and de-escalate.
The White House plans to serve a variety of beers. Gibbs says Mr. Obama will have a Bud Light. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
A fragile deal has been reached between House leaders and fiscally conservative Democrats who had been holding up President Obama's drive to revamp the nation's health care system. The agreement allows the overhaul bill to advance in the House of Representatives, but under the deal, the House will not vote on the legislation until September. Legislation introduced in the U.S. Senate aims to ban the writing of text messages while driving. The proposed bill would withhold federal highway funds from the 36 states that failed to outlaw texting while driving. NPR's David Wilna has more.
The four Democratic senators sponsoring the bill banning texting while driving all pointed to a new Virginia tech study. It indicates a driver is 23 times more likely to have a collision while texting, making it riskier than driving drunk. New York Democrat Charles Schumer is the lead sponsor.
Under our legislation, the Department of Transportation would issue guidelines for setting reasonable laws that deter this dangerous activity. The guidelines would be issued 6 months after our bill is enacted. After that, states would have 2 years to enact a ban on texting while driving, or they would risk losing 25% of their federal highway funds for each year they're out of compliance.
Those withheld funds would be reimbursed once the states came into compliance. Schumer said he and his colleagues will push for the bill's enactment in the coming months. David Wilna, NPR News, the Capitol.
Police in Iraq say 7 people are dead after a bomb exploded inside a building used by a Sunni-backed political group north of Baghdad. At least 10 others were wounded. A police official says the bomb went off as members of the party were holding a meeting. From Washington, this is NPR News. Latest reports from northern Nigeria say troops have battled their way into a mosque where Muslim militants blamed for days of violence were hiding out. Authorities say at least 100 were killed, bringing to about 200 the number of dead since Sunday. NPR's Fabio Quist-Arctin reports.
The army said it had destroyed the headquarters of the Islamist sect known as Boko Haram. The leader of the group, which shuns Western culture, fled with hundreds of followers in the northern city Maiduguri. The army claimed that his deputy was killed in a gun battle after artillery bombardment of the sect's compound. The government holds Boko Haram responsible for a wave of attacks on police stations and government buildings. The army said it freed a house full of women and children Wednesday, believed to be the families of the militants. Civilian residents in the area where the armed men are camped out accuse the security forces of indiscriminate firing. They say they've been prevented from escaping from their homes to find food. Ofebia Quistarkton, NPR News, Accra.
A federal judge hears arguments later today on whether a young Guantanamo Bay detainee will go home to Afghanistan or to the United States to face prosecution. The prisoner, Muhammad Jawad, has been held for more than 6 years for an alleged grenade attack on 2 American soldiers and their interpreter. It's unclear whether he was 17 at the time of his arrest or as young as 12. A judge recently said the Obama administration has no good evidence to hold Jawad in military detention. The Obama administration said it will try to charge him in civilian court instead. Government attorneys also say they are preparing for the possibility that he will be released. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News.